Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Over Devontae Lee, 6'2", 215. The first A-meet player assigned at LSU since 2002. We're excited about that. We watched the tape and we watched the state game. We felt that Devontae was the best player on the field. We watched him play basketball. I want to commend Mickey Joseph for an outstanding job. Mickey recruited him. Miss Lucretia, his mother, great character, family, great character, young man. Devontae is going to do some great things at LSU. We're excited about him. Ray Parker from Ruston, Louisiana, 6'5", 260. He's going to start out at tight end. Ray has some great work to do. We gave him some assignments. We had to see some grades get better. He did. He is going to be academically eligible. We didn't know that at the beginning. And we're proud that his coach Ball and Ruston High School put him on the right track, and the outstanding athlete, outstanding tight end. So we're excited to get another player from North Louisiana, a very fertile ground for LSU. We have the number one player in the state of Tennessee, and Mo Hampton, 6 foot, 205, two sports star, a great baseball player, great football player, can play corner, can play nickel, can play safety, outstanding young man. Tika, his mother, and Mo were outstanding people to recruit. We really enjoyed recruiting Mo Hampton, and we're looking forward to him to be a great football player and a great baseball player here at LSU. We needed some help on the defensive line, especially in the rush area. We feel that we had two outstanding rushers, Sonny Fanu, 6'3", 270, edge rusher, from Mesa Junior College, he was at the same high school as Apu. We feel like we got an outstanding player. If you watch his tape, he plays hard every down, understands leverage. He's ready to play. I can't wait till he finishes his coursework and gets with his team. We feel like we found a diamond in the rough in Desmond Little. Desmond 6'6", 220. He plays basketball, runs track. He runs the 100. Was the quarter. He ran a 23.3 200 meter. Check this out. He has a 12 foot 9 inch long jump. Outstanding athlete. The Desmond is a guy that silently committed to us a long time ago, and we're glad that we signed him. Overall, an outstanding class, an outstanding finish to the guys that we already have. We signed 10 players from Louisiana, 4 from Alabama, 3 from Georgia, 2 from Texas, 2 from Utah. One from Michigan, Tennessee, Mississippi, and Ohio. We signed the number one player in the nation, and Derek Stingley, the number one player in Louisiana, number one player in Tennessee, and ended up fifth in the country. So we feel that we have an outstanding class with an outstanding finish. I want to thank all our coaches, all our support staff, the administration, everybody has been outstanding. Guys that worked very hard to finish strong, and now we're on to the 2020 class. Any questions?
Mentioned Desmond Little, I guess just kind of this year compared to last year, what goes into the thought process of to take an extra guy or to leave that last spot open?
Well, here's the deal. We had a pecking order going down, and obviously we had some guys that we went after didn't come, and Desmond was always sitting there, and he's a guy that we thought that would always come to LSU, and we gave him a scholarship, and we're happy that we have him.
You mentioned, you know, some guys you went after that didn't come. I guess, what do you think the difference was in not being able to get those guys and kind of what was the reaction?
I really don't care. I mean, we got the guys we want. You know, I don't worry about the guys we didn't get. I do believe that we gave it all we had on all the guys. We did it the right way. We went as hard as we possibly could. We have a great product here at LSU. You know, as soon as recruiting's over, I'm concerned with the guys that we signed. The guys that we didn't sign, it's over.
Yeah, your first class you had here after you took over as interim, You had 3 of 10 in-state guys. You signed three of the top 10. But then you went to 4 of 10. This year it's 8 of 10. Can you talk about the gradual progression?
Yeah, thank you. You know, I Mickey and all the guys have done a great job in Louisiana. We did a great job in Baton Rouge. This has been a process. This class, we've been recruiting these guys for 2 years, some of them for 3 or 4. And obviously to keep the guys in-state is a huge deal for us at LSU. And I thought we did an outstanding job this year. We actually only lost one player that we went after and offered a scholarship to. So I think that's an outstanding job by our staff.
Ed, after December, you had talked about defensive line as being the focus. After the end of this class, how do you think you guys attack and where you guys stand?
Well, here's I love Sonny. I think that he's going to come in and play. He reminds me of Lewis Neal. Lewis Neal gave us the ability to play a 3-4 end. He could play a four technique. He has the athletic ability to play a 6 technique, get on the edge. So we thought that he brought a lot of value to us. Looking back at our pass rush, we needed better edge rushers. We knew that Desmond could come in at 6'6", 220, perhaps be Arden Key, Kiki Mingo-type football player with tremendous speed. So we felt that we had value to pass rush, to our pass rush. We went after, I believe, 4 other defensive linemen. They chose to go other places. They were really good players. We didn't get them, but you know what? We have a good defensive line coming back and on to next year.
Ed, year 2 of the split signing period, you guys made so much progress in that first period. How do you like it after two years looking at it like that? And do you feel that first period kind of gets overshadowed by, a handful of guys in the second period?
Yeah.
Because you guys had a great class.
Exactly. We signed most of our players in-state in that first period. And you look at to get John Emery to decommit from Georgia and come here – keep those guys in state. Tyron Davis, Cordell Thomas. I mean, everybody in the country was coming after those guys. And we fought hard to keep them at home. So it does get overlooked. It doesn't get overlooked for us. But, it's what you did for me lately. Everybody forgets about December. But we know that we have an outstanding class, a handpicked class by us. So we have, and you know what? I've gotten used to the early signing period. I think it's outstanding now that we had 19 signed. We could focus on the guys we have to focus and also start junior recruiting.
Coach, right here. Last year, you guys knew that this year you had to come through with a lot of cornerback, defensive back depth. I mean, what went into the decision to get Jay Ward on board late? And what do you guys think of him?
Well, Jay came to us before the December signing date. We'd have signed him then. He wasn't ready to sign. I said, okay, good. We had some other guys we were looking at. And, again, our priority was defensive line. Some of the guys that we were recruiting didn't come. We always was talking to Jay Ward, talking to his coach, and he wanted to compete at the highest level. I had a great conversation with him last night. I told him I had a scholarship. I talked to his brother. I talked to his coach. I said, you think about it tonight. Wake up in the morning. Give me a call. And he said, Coach, I want to be a Tiger. So, obviously, he was one of the best players available for us. We're happy that we have him. He probably would have started for us in the bowl game. So, we cannot have enough corners. Here's what happens here with the corner position. Now, Corey does such a great job of recruiting them and coaching them. We have them for 3 years, and they're out. So, the turnovers is very fast. So, the more good players we can get in that position, the better.
Hey, Coach, the A-Meet area obviously has produced some really good, talented players, one of which you got. A couple have gone out of state. Is that just a coincidence, or is there something to fix there in terms of recruiting?
I'll say this. We went into that area and haven't had a lot of success there, and I'm happy that we got Devontae. And it was a two-year recruiting battle to get him here. A lot of schools wanted to get them there. Obviously, there's some players at other schools that help recruit these guys, and whatever makes them go over there, I don't want to discuss that. I just know this. We did the recruiting the right way, as well as we can do it, and we feel good that we got Devontae.
Is that kind of similar to, like, Les Monroe for a little period of time? It was kind of hard to get some guys. Is that kind
you can put that. But again, we had somebody. We have Devontae. I want to get all the players in the state of Louisiana every year. And, you know, sometimes you will, sometimes you won't. I'm glad we got the guys we want. They want to be here.
What, down here in front, you signed a bunch of corners. Is Mo Hampton a guy that can play a few positions?
Sure.
Or is he a nickel
safety? Sure, that's a very good question. We had extensive talks with Mo and his family. Corey would go in there, Dave would go in there, Bill Bush would go in there. And he wants to start out a corner, which we're going to let him. But you know what? He can also play nickel. He can also play safety. We can move him around. He's a big, thick kid. He's a good tackler, but he's very good in space. He's very good on offense. So he can play a bunch of positions for us. I think there's a couple other corners that can do that, and Corey had a discussion with them.
A two-part question. How much have you sensed the perception of the program has turned with the winning season, the way you guys finished?
Yeah.
And then second, we had Billy Embody on last night just talking about the way you guys recruit. It's real blue-collar. You work the phone lines. You work the relationships. Mm-hmm. But maybe some of the kids are open more to the graphics and you know, the Twitter aspect of the
game.
Have you guys had to adjust there as well?
Yeah, we have. You know, we actually hired a graphics guy. He does some great work, and I kind of tease him a little bit, but he does a good job, and our guys really like that. So I think we're up to speed on that. Am I up to speed on the Twitter world? I'm not, and I really don't care about it, I'll tell you the truth. I like to go in there and approach the parents and offer them an education and do it the right way, and when you do that, you're going to get the right guys here. There was a lot of great response, especially in the state of Louisiana, but out of state. It's the first time I've been to California. It's the first time I've been to Baltimore. I went to areas I've never been for in LSU, and we've had a great response there. LSU is a national brand. Being out in Arizona, we have some guys in Arizona that are interested in our program. Out west, they're interested in our program because they have seen us, and also they're interested in coming to SEC. So to answer your question is yes on both sides.
Hey, Ed, back down here in front, I wanted to ask you about Mo. How much experience, I guess, do you have with these two-sport guys, and how much with the MLB draft and all that stuff do you work with the baseball staff or your staff and kind of managing all that kind of thing?
You know, the turning point, there were some other schools coming after Mo, and him not signing in December, I got a little nervous about it. But the turning point, I believe, on his visit, and it was recommended by Bill Bush to do this, is that we had a visit with me, myself, and Coach Maneri in my office, along with the baseball assistants, along with the baseball strength staff, and their mothers, and their father, the mother and father, and we put together a plan, how we're going to work together. And really, I thought Coach Maneri did an outstanding job in there. He had a nice plan. He had done it before. And we worked together, and we invited, I invite two-sport athletes. I believe that any guy that wants to go to college, I want him to do whatever he wants to do. If he wants to major in engineering, go get it. If he wants to play two sports, go get it. I invite it. So I thought it worked out great. Myself personally, we have guys that work out in track. Kerry Benson works out in track. Other guys work out in track. We work well with the track coaches. And I believe we're going to do the same thing with Coach Maneri. You know, it's kind of funny. You asked me that question. We could, after a Friday night football game, they tell me Mo goes hit on Saturday morning. And he's hitting on Sunday morning. He likes to hit. He likes to practice. And his parents told me about his work ethic. So I think this is something we're getting that we're not forcing upon him. I think it's just his habit. He likes it. When you meet Mo, he's a mild-mannered guy. He's even keeled. He's very smart. I don't think we're going to face that with Mo, but we'll have to see.
Coach, you had four early enrollees who've been on campus about a month. What's some early feedback on those guys?
Derek Stingley would have started for us in the bowl and probably been one of the best players on the field. He is an outstanding player, outstanding young man. TK McClendon's looking good at tight end. Big Apple looks good. He's really good. You know, he's up to 380. He's got to lose some weight there. Help me out. Who's the other guys? Charles is, I put Charles at tight end for the word motivation. He wants to play center. And he goes to the chow hall about 6 and leaves about 8:30. And I think he's up to 258 pounds now. So he's doing good, doing really good. We're pleased with those guys.
Ed, you went down to New Orleans and got a young man by the name of Joe Brady. Just how does he compliment the staff? And you know, is that a little splash there as well on the recruiting trail?
Game changer. Joe is a game changer. You know, we researched Joe since he came here last summer to the Saints game, and we wanted to research the run-pass option game, and Joe just took it over. And we could tell right there that this guy is special. He worked with a lot of guys at the Saints that obviously we know. He worked with some coaches at William Mary that I knew before. I'll tell you how good he is. When we signed him, Joe Moorhead texted me. He said, "Coach, give me a call." He says, "Wow." He said, you got yourself a home run there." He had worked with him. Joe's very bright. He's dynamic. He's an expert at the RPOs, and the Saints game is something we always wanted. Our staff is gelling together with him. We are retooling our offense. It's exactly what I wanted from the get-go. And I think that Joe Brady and Steve Ensminger will work well together. The first day when we announced him, man, I thought the players went crazy. I never seen him go crazy for an assistant coach like that. They like him. You know, he's 28 years old. He's just a little punter, so I'm sure you're about to relate to him.
Coach, you mentioned going out to California and Baltimore and Arizona. Is a more national approach to the 2020 class something that you guys are making a big push for?
Yeah, yes, for sure. Obviously, we're going to recruit the state of Louisiana first. But there has been interest from California that has come to us. There's been interest from Arizona that has come to us. There's been interest from Baltimore that has come to us. And it was legit. So we went out there and obviously evaluated those guys, and we feel we have a commitment already from California. We feel like we're going to get more. I think there's a lot of interest there.
Coach, right here in the back, combined with the success that you guys had last season, how much does a class like this raise the expectations for you guys?
You know, it's what LSU ought to be, and even at a higher level, playing in the college football playoffs, competing for national championships, having the best recruiting classes in the country, getting great players. That's LSU football. Are we there? No. Are we getting close? Yes.
And another question about Mo. You know, with the MLB draft up ahead, what are y'all's kind of thoughts about that coming up and if he might actually go that way?
Hope we don't get drafted too high. No, we did our research, and we talked to his parents. And look, if he's drafted very high and he gets some big money and it's good for him and his family, God bless him. We don't know if that's going to happen. I think that we're going to have to wait it out.
And you know, like last season, y'all had some spots out. Y'all went to graduate transfers and things like that. Yeah. Pulling it out this time. What kind of strategy with that? And you know, what
Well, last year we looked at some spots that we needed. Obviously, quarterback, you know, and the kicker that we got were 5 stars to us. This year we thought that we were pretty solid with our recruiting classes. We wanted to get as many young players in there that we could. Obviously, we didn't want a graduate transfer quarterback. We didn't have any graduate transfers that we thought that would help our team better than a freshman would, so we wanted to sign all 25.
Coach, just curious, who are you looking to as the team leaders right now that's going to lead your team into the, you know, in the spring and into the summer?
You know, obviously you got to look at Joe and look at Caleb Von Chasson coming back. Michael Divinity is off the charts right now, doing a great job. Rashard Lawrence, Braden Fajoco, Lloyd Cushenberry, Damian Lewis, those guys have done a great job for us.
Yeah, you guys look like you might be over the 85-man scholarship limit. How do you handle that going into the spring?
You know, it always works itself out. It always works itself out. There's natural attrition. I believe, you know, right now, knock on wood, we're one of the few, only the one Power 5 team that doesn't have any scholarship players in the transfer portal. So that says a lot about our football team, and they're committed and want to be here. And but I think that there's some things that's going to work out that we'll be fine.
Coach, what role, if any, did some of your early signees play in influencing these new guys to sign with LSU?
You know, I would expect Derek Stanley to push for a starting position, and that may soon be solidified at the end of spring. I would expect Apuaika to play, a big defensive tackle. I think that he's a force. Those two guys, and Derek Stingley, I believe, can be a great punt returner for us. And I think those two guys stand out for me right now.
And just the stability that you have now at quarterback and running back with kind of being able to reload and fill those positions.
No question. It feels good. It feels like you're not in an emergency. You just got to keep on filling holes. Let's take the best player that makes us better there. Now I felt like we can take the best player available out there. Having a quarterback coming back, having Miles Brennan coming back. A big signee for us was Peter Parrish. Obviously, signing a high school quarterback and come in and train with those guys. And the two running backs, it gives us stability. Next year is a great year for running back around the country. We have an outstanding interest in a lot of running backs. We have two quarterbacks already committed. That gives us a lot of stability.
Ed, so you talked about Baltimore. What about D.C. as you have offered four St. John's College High School players, Raheem Jarrett, and then also DeMatha, and the WCAC being kind of a powerhouse in high school football?
Yeah. You know, it's my first time going recruit up there, and the amount of players in that area was surprising to me. And the amount of interest in the SEC. Other schools have gone up there and did a very good job. And, you know, a lot of those schools are following the IMG model, getting other players to come there and sort of getting a little pocket here and a little pocket there. And you can go to one school. It's like one-stop shopping. And there's so many players there. So there's a lot of interest. We went there, I think, three times to evaluate. I've only been there once. And I sent Dave Aranda there one time, and I sent Bill Bush there another time. And there's a big interest there.
Coach, speaking of that interest nationally with guys in California up there in Baltimore, what are they saying that they see here at LSU and in the SEC that makes them want to be a part of that?
National brand. They watch us on TV all the time. Love the Tigers. Love Tiger Stadium. DBU. They see all our great players playing in the NFL, playing in the SEC West. Crowded stadiums every week. They see all the guys coming out of the SEC that are drafted in the NFL. The SEC and the SEC West is the place they want to come. That's what they're telling me. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.